Okay, so how do you want it to sound? Do you have any idea? How? Try it real quick. 1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome to the Teacher's Life Podcast, episode 4. The name of this song is Green. That song was written by two of my boys during my album experiment. Two wonderful boys, and I thought I'd throw them into the running for the opening song for the show. I have 4 entries, episode 1, 2, 3, and 4 now. I'll have entries, and I'm going to post a vote for that. And I would love for you to go online and post your vote for the one and only song. Before we get into this show, I would just like to point out how much I sacrifice for the Teacher's Life Nation. It was 107 in Phoenix with, I believe, let me check on the internet here. 200% humidity. And I have to turn on, I live in a little 300 square foot apartment. And I have this little built-in air conditioning unit into the wall, and that's a whole another story in itself. It has this weird stuff inside. I don't know if it's dirt or mold or what, man, but when I moved in here, it was in here, and it won't go away. I don't know where it's coming from. So when I turn it on, the stuff, once in a while, I'll just be sitting here reading a book or something, and I'll just see a little piece float out and land on my floor. It's terrible. But anyways, the point is, it's 107, and I'm having to turn off the fan and the air conditioning in order to make this podcast sound superior. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Maybe you guys can send me a comment with your gratitude or not, or I could just give gratitude to myself. Teacher realization of the week is I think the main thing I've learned being a third-year teacher thus far through Meet the Teacher in the first 3 days. By the way, the first 3 days, fantastic. I got a great class. I love every single one of the kids, and I can't wait to keep going. But the teacher realization of the week is that I just love not being a first-year teacher, not because I'm not clueless anymore, but because everywhere I go in the school, it seems like there's a child that knows me and says hello, and there's kids from the past 2 years that come up and give me high fives and scream across the lunchroom, hey! And it's just such a great feeling to have that. And I hope as I keep going on, I can build a little base of little people I've impacted in some way. And it's just so much fun seeing my old students that I never thought it would be this great. The story of the day just happened today. I was sitting there teaching a lesson. I can't really remember what I was teaching because there's lots of lessons you got to teach second graders, especially in the first couple days. So I'm sitting there teaching in the whole group before I let them go and do what we were doing. And right before I let them go, I realize I use the name Billy for all my kids, male or female. It's just perfect. Maybe I'll use Susan for the females. But Billy, so wonderful boy. I just love him to death. And just like my whole class, I'm so excited. But Billy's sitting there, and I notice that his arm is pulled through the neck of the shirt. So therefore, the neck of the shirt is kind of going down the at an angle on his chest, like a Tarzan sort of thing. So his arm is sticking out of his shirt, and he's a great kid. He, and so I didn't address it in front of the whole group, and I didn't know what I was going to say to him. So I let the group go, and I go up to this child, Billy, and I say, "Billy, can you explain to me why your shirt is like that?" And he just kind of froze, but then he started like looking around for answers from people that were getting up and leaving, and trying to find an answer on the ground or something. And he just looks up to me with these little puppy dog eyes and says, "My shirt fell off." And I was just kind of like, "Your shirt fell off?" He said, "Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just sitting here and my shirt fell off." And so I'm like, "Okay, well, we need to get your shirt back on, and we need to make sure your shirt doesn't fall off anymore. So, how are we going to do that?" So he tries to stick his arm through his neck, and the poor mother of Billy, this shirt's ruined because he's trying. I'm like, "Don't, no, you don't have to stretch it or anything." But no, he was definitely wanting to put his arm back through the thing. So, after about 2 minutes of this, he just said, "I really need to go to the bathroom. I just put my shirt back on." I said, "Okay, man, you go ahead." And so he came back, and he was normal again. But that is the story of the day. Throughout the podcast, through various episodes, you will see a special segment, and the name of the segment we have termed the Nation Conversations. This part of the show is going to be whenever it happens, right? And this week we have a conversation. The concept of this segment is just random conversations about education or technology or reading or anything that I or anybody else has recorded and think is a good addition to the show. And so this is just a random conversation that I had with a man that calls him Teacher Man. He calls himself Teacher Man, and this conversation we were just talking about starting the show. He contacted me and said, "Yeah, this is great, man. I'll help you out." And he's been a great help. And he started a wiki, and we're getting a Ning thing going. But this is a conversation that I had with him just a couple days ago. Check it out. So, yeah, as for like clipping them down, like I'm trying to think of how to do this because I don't want to. It takes a long time to like figure out what. I guess it doesn't take that long.
I'll help you do this, and I'm going to make a Ning, and that would be a place we could post it.
Now,
Nings are simple. Nings are cool because you can, I can accept people into the Ning, and
yep.
I won't publicize it or anything. I'll just make it between you and I,
Nice.
And then you can invite some of those other people, and we could just be it'd just be our own little Teachers Life Nation network.
I
And
like
then
that.
if it got big or something, we could say, "Holy cow."
And then,
Holy cow, 25 people want to be a member of the nation, and then we can say, "Come to our Ning." And then we'd have like a network in Ning. And you never know. I mean, something like this might grow. Because I think just our conversations would be cool to listen to. For me, I don't know if anybody else would like to listen to them.
No,
I think if we talked about Twitter and we talked about how it works and how it works for us, how we use it, I mean, besides maybe somebody else might get something out of it, I'll be learning how to podcast, and
Yeah.
I'll be learning how to use Twitter, and you'll be learning how to use Ning. So
For
it's a
sure.
good way for you to learn too. It isn't just a it's just not something something that's it's something it's a way for us to learn, and I want to learn about how to do this stuff, and we're learning about it, then we can teach the kids.
Yep.
That's what's important. I mean, I don't give people I mean I don't want to give people follow us. I think it'd be cool if people followed us, but if they didn't, then who cares? Because we're learning about it.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
learning it too. You just learned how to send a MP3 over Skype
That's
to a
beautiful
guy in
too, man.
Montana.
Yeah.
Geez, I mean, think about that. Think about the applications this has for kids.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing, is that we're learning about things that we can share with the kids.
I think he just hit it right on the head. Everything summed up in that one little beautiful monologue. Thank you to Teacher Man, and be on the lookout for the wiki that he's trying to help me create, and also the Ning group. If you're familiar with Classroom 2.0, it would be similar to that. And if you're new to Nings, check it out. Ning.com. N-I-N-G.com. You might be really thrilled on what you find. The resource of the week, or of the day, I got to get that right, comes from the one and the only, the mystical, the magical, the mysterious, but the wonderful and very talented Durf. If you don't know who Durf is, you're missing out. But, so Durf gets to me, D-U-R-F-F. Durf, I hope that you don't mind me throwing out your name. There might be five people that contact you after this. But she got to me and sent me a link to a YouTube video. And if you're interested in YouTube or any sort of technology that's happening today, you got to watch this video. It's from an instructor from Kansas State, and it's called An Anthropological Introduction to YouTube. If you go on YouTube and you put that in the little search thing, you'll find this video. It's kind of long, and it kind of starts out with Numa Numa. If you know what I'm talking about, you probably won't be too thrilled. But you get through the first 4 minutes, and that video is fantastic. You can really learn a lot about YouTube and what has happened and what it might happen in the future. And it's such a unique perspective on everything. And that's it for the show today. I'm cutting it short because I got to turn this AC on. So I'll take you out with Green. You guys have a good week. I'm still working on interviews, man. It's a crazy project. I thought it'd be cool to have some people on, but man, people are busy, man. So I would love anybody to call me. You want to be on the show, man, I would love to have you on. If you got some words of wisdom, or you got a good story of the day, or you got a good teacher realization of the week, or better yet, visit the blog, theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. And you'll see links to the podcast. You'll see a vote up there pretty soon for the songs. I would love to get some feedback on which song should be the opening track. And I'll actually put a none, keep working on the opening song option for you. So if you didn't like any of them and you think I need to keep searching for the perfect song, I'll put that as a I won't get mad. I don't take it personally. I don't take my music seriously at all, people. So just to let you know that. So check us out. Come join us on the Teacher's Life Nation, man. I want to collaborate with some people. I don't care what you have to say as long as it is meaningful to you and you think some people might listen to it, okay? You guys have a really good rest of the week, and I will see you later. Goodbye.
Green, green, the colors of trees. Green.